day, Lawsy.
Good morning, John.
Sir.
Johnny.
Mr. Lawsy.
Good morning, Mr. Lawsy.
Good morning.
Lawsy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The John Laws Morning Show.
He's keeping the dream alive.
He's got to keep the dream alive.
Yeah. Keep the dream alive.
John Laws. Hello, world. I'm John Laws. What's on your mind? Australia, give us a call and tell us, because I'd love to hear on this Friday, 30th day of November. And probably the last time I'm going to say, hello, I'm John Laws. After midday today, I can be anybody. I can be Judy Garland. Anybody I like. Let's have some fun today. It is Friday. It is the 30th of November. So give us a call and tell us what it is that's on your mind. I will give you some useless information to start the day, as that's what we normally do. Adolf Hitler's great-great-grandmother was a Jewish maid. And obviously either a bitch of a grandmother or a very bad maid, because after that he wanted to annihilate the entire population. Thank God he never succeeded. Okay, give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. You know how to do it. 13 13 32 is our telephone number. Our fax number is 1-300-30-40-50. And if you'd like to send us an email, thefortress@bigpond.com.au. And if you want to visit our websites, you go to www.johnlaws.com.au. And if you want to go to the other website, you go to www.mytalk.com.au. And you can even, should you be inclined, watch us do the program if you go to mytalk.com.au. It doesn't cost you anything. It shouldn't cost you anything either. Just register and you can click on and see how it's done for the very final time. So let's make a concerted effort on this Friday morning to keep the dream alive. I got that wrong, didn't I? I was a big backer of Malcolm Turnbull to take over the leadership of the Federal Liberal Party, but I was wrong, and how? I mean, I know Malcolm, I like him, I think he's very clever, very capable, but in the end, it appears he didn't have the numbers, which really surprised me. Nearly had the numbers, it was close, but it surprised me. Brendan Nelson had the numbers, but it was a close run, a couple of votes. I wonder if Malcolm Turnbull's rush to repudiate the Howard years counted against him, and might well have done. Brendan Nelson was one of the class of 96, one of the brand new MPs who swept into power when John Howard was elected back then. Malcolm's only been there for 3 years, you see, but he was ready to junk everything the Howard years stood for. He was going to say sorry. He was going to back Kyoto. Work choices were going to be buried. And I think his colleagues just were thinking not so fast. We actually didn't mind a lot of what John Howard stood for. And Brendan Nelson is the new leader. Wonder for how long, but he's the new leader. And let me say, an exceedingly nice fellow and a very capable bloke. And I think a very realistic fellow, and I wish him a lot of luck. On the other side of politics, Kevin Rudd has announced his new ministry. Julia Gillard, she's got a hell of a workload, not only in charge of industrial relations with all the challenges that that will bring, but she's also been named education minister, and of course she's deputy prime minister as well. One very powerful union is already signalling that it wants action immediately to scrap work choices. The Public Services Union has told the incoming government get rid of it by January. Now, I know Julia Gillard is a very, very capable performer, but I'll tell you what, you're going to have her hands full. Plenty of other good performers in the Rudd cabinet, along with Penny Wong, who's very, very good. She's been given the responsibility for one of Labor's key election promises, signing Kyoto and then being part of the post-Kyoto process. Senator Wong has been named Minister for Climate Change and Water. And I wonder if there's any bigger challenges facing the nation right now than that. One letter writer to the Herald has made it very clear she's a fan of Penny Wong and not a fan of Peter Garrett. Prue Sperrett says, I have now more faith in Kevin Rudd now that he's consigned Peter Garrett to be Minister for Wombats and given the real work to Penny Wong. It's not all about politics this morning. We've got a story about an unlicensed driver in Queensland who returned one of the highest blood alcohol reading police have ever seen. This fellow was so drunk, he should have been dead. He should have. But he was behind the wheel of a car with a beer in his hand. It's not funny. Driving home from a bottle shop, and he crashed on Brisbane's north side. How high was the reading? We'll try this. The blood alcohol reading was 0.444. And that's about nine times the legal limit. Here in Sydney, it looks like we've got a rerun of the Cross City Tunnel fiasco. Remember the Cross City Tunnel? Anybody been in it? Overpriced, underused, and now it seems the Lane Cove Tunnel is going the same way, with only half the expected traffic volumes using the billion-dollar road. The government department in charge of protecting children, or allegedly protecting children in New South Wales, is promising to overhaul the entire system. Why the hell didn't you do that 10 or 12 years ago? You know, everyone's going to wish them well, because there's no job that carries more responsibility than looking after children who can't look after themselves. Sadly, and very tragically, docs too often has failed those vulnerable children, so let's hope this review can help to get it right. Seems the days of the checkbook are about over. More and more are using credit cards, and most of us don't realise that using cards comes at a price, or we don't care, one or the other. Right now, that's about 10 times the cost of paying by cash. Are you aware of that? I wasn't. And the British school teacher in Sudan has escaped 40 lashes, but she has been jailed. This is quite unbelievable. She's been jailed for 15 days, and she's then to be deported after her seven-year-old students named a teddy bear Mohammed. I mean, can you believe it? This woman, obviously a respectable and caring woman, a schoolteacher, 54 years of age, she was convicted of blasphemy. They obviously take that religion pretty seriously, at least in the Sudan, don't they? Anyway, there you have it. That is a little bit of what is on my mind. I'm sure you have far more fascinating things on yours. And to tell us, all you got to do is call us on 13 13 32. Just like that. Tell us what's on your mind, Australia. Clayton, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
Pretty good, Clayton.
Mate, just up here at Lake Macquarie, and just wanted to wish you all the best for your future. Mate, I've been trying to get on for bloody ages, and I finally got here. But, mate, look, I'm 25. I've been listening to you for, I'd have to say, at least 20 years. I used to go up to the farm at Dubbo with my grandfather, and he'd have you on in the truck all the way, and he'd be searching stations between Cessnock and Merriwar and Dunedoo and Dubbo and trying to find you every time. So, yeah, mate, all the best. It's going to be a bit difficult not listening to you every morning, mate. You keep us going on the road while I'm out on the road driving around to my different sites. So.
Good on you, Clayton. It's going to be a bit difficult not being able to do it too, but never mind, we'll get used to both facts.
Yeah, mate, well, I don't know. There's no one's going to be able to replace you, mate, that's for sure. And, you know, you just... Mate, it's good. You really put it up the people you need to, and like those drongos like bloody Storm and Norman yesterday. Mate, I hope he gets back.
I wonder where Norman is today.
I hope he gets back on, mate. Give it to him.
He's a bit of a character. He's really quite entertaining. Anyway, Norman might be there. He might give us a ring. Let's hope he does. We can have a final match.
Oh, mate, it'll be bloody hilarious. Honestly, it makes you smile the whole day thinking about that bloke.
Good to talk to you, Clayton. You're a nice fellow. Thank you very much for the call, and good luck. I hope you have a very happy and fulfilled life.
You too, mate.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.